Chapter 66 Into the Fire Nocturne, the Draconius Gate, Vault Nomus Ritan waited in shadows, a flickering fire the only light in the humble vault. He stood before Vulcan's casket, his eyes closed as if deep in thought or mourning.
Lord Chaplain, Numeon's voice ventured from the darkness.
Stand with me, brother, said Ritan, his tone solemn. Numeon did as asked. Tell me, Artellus, what do you see in that casket that others do not?
I see my father and the potential for his return.
Why? Because you want it to be so? You need it?
Because it is. I believe it.
You were equerry to our Primarch, arguably his closest confidant in the Legion, and sworn to protect him.
Numeon turned, frowning. Are you saying I failed him?
I am saying you may feel guilty for his death. I am saying your grief for his passing is probably more acute than any son of Nocturne. It does not surprise me that you cling to the belief in his resurrection.
I cling to nothing. I know Vulcan will rise. I can feel it. Does the Promethean Creed not preach rebirth? What of the Circle of Fire?
It refers to spiritual rebirth, Numeon. As one is given up to the earth, only then can another rise. It is figurative. You are Vulcan reborn. In you, in us, are his teachings made immortal, his wisdom sacrosanct.
Perhaps in such secular times that was true, but in ancient days, could the Circle of Fire have referred to true resurrection? Our father is immortal, after all.
Myths, brother, from a dark age of blood sacrifice that Vulcan himself put asunder.
And what era is this, then, if not a dark age, where more than blood is sacrificed?
Ritan sighed.
What did Varkir believe? He asked.
I heard Sergeant Zetos make mention of him. I was his mentor, and as such he was amongst the Igniacs, acting as spiritual advisor to you, was he not? Yes, he was also my friend.
Indeed. But what did he believe? Whatever it was, he gave his life to see it done.
I witnessed miracles. The hand of Vulcan at my shoulder.
I have no doubt of that. Vulcan's blood burns strongly in you, Numeon. But what did Varkir believe?
Numeon's expression darkened, but he refused to allow his doubts to resurface.
He believed that Vulcan was dead, and here on Nocturne he would find peace.
And you don't believe that?
Vulcan must rise.
For him or for you, brother?
Numeon scowled and found his anger rising.
For the Legion, for all of us, for the war.
And if, despite your beliefs, he returns to the mountain and does not rise, what then?
I don't understand.
Ritan smiled sadly.
No, I don't think you do.
Is there anything further?
Said Numeon, his anger turning into belligerence.
Deathfire awaits.
Shaking his head, Ritan gave Numeon his leave. Smoke rose from the dormant caldera of Mount Deathfire. A low rumble persisted in the depths, beneath a sharp refrain of crackling magma and the slow dissolution of rock, as if the mountain itself were in mourning. Ash and cinder gathered in the wide, craggy basin where the sons of Vulcan had mustered in solemn ranks. They bore their drake-hide cloaks proudly, the mantles fluttering in the hot, sulphurous breeze, and their war-helms were clasped in the crooks of their arms. Fewer than 800 souls had gathered to bear witness, a paltry gathering, but all that the salamanders could muster in such beleaguered times. Every one bore the brander's mark that would remember this deed. None had received it before, for to witness the death of the Primarch was unique. Amongst them stood Numeon and those who had made it through the storm. A mournful tattoo sounded above the strident bellow of the mountain, drummed by the salamanders rapping their knuckles against their pauldrons. Anvils placed around the edge of the caldera rang out in unison as Gargo and the other black smiters brought hammer against steel. Vulcan's body lay upon a bier of granite, at last divested of its casket. The hammer, Dawnbringer, lay across his chest, still clenched in his fists. The Fulgurite, a thorn in his flesh, the fell spearhead that had ended Vulcan's immortal life, remained impaled in his heart as a grim reminder of his mortal death. Ceremonial chains wrapped around Vulcan's arms and legs, torso and neck. Four strands trailed from the body, fed through thick iron links bolted into the igneous rock at the four cardinal points. Promethean creed held these chains would bind the warrior's spirit to his body, so both would return to the flame together and be given back unto the earth as one. Head bowed in solemnity, Nomus Ritan stood before the bier. At his raised fist, the drumming and the chiming of anvils ceased. For a few moments, there was just the rumbling of the mountain and the low moan of the wind. Then Ritan began to speak. He used the old tongue, the language of the ancient tribes, as he appealed to the mountain and the earth to accept their adopted son and return him to Nocturne. "In ash shall he be delivered," uttered Ritan, "his flame undiminished. We who stand on the precipice of destruction bear witness to his passage." Slowly the chains began to unfurl as legionaries around the caldera took up their weight. A cadre of firedrakes, two at the feet and two at the shoulders, heaved Vulcan up from his bier of stone and held him aloft until the chains had been pulled taut enough to support his body.
"Lord of Drakes, Saviour of Nocturne, glorious son of the Emperor of Mankind, Vulcan, we commit you to fire."
Ritan spoke the words, and the fire drakes released Vulcan's body as it was slowly drawn out into the heart of the caldera. Smoke billowed up from the maw of the mountain, wreathing his armored form where it lay suspended by the great chains. Gradually, inexorably, Vulcan was lowered into the deep pit. Captured flame reflected in his polished warplate, which had begun to blacken with the heat.
"In the heart of the mountain you shall burn eternal, a beacon for those who remain, a reminder of your teachings and wisdom."
As the links fed through their rings of iron, the body descended until it was lost from sight, and its weight tugging on the chains was the only evidence of its continued existence.
Unto the anvil, O Lord of Drakes, our father and Primarch.
Ritan reached down to thrust his hand in the burning ash at his feet. All except the chain-bearers did the same before daubing the hot ash across their faces in the sigil of resurrection. It did not mean a literal revivification, but rather symbolized a rebirth in kind or spirit. As the burning ash seared their flesh, the salamanders bellowed Vulcan's name so the earth would remember it and heed them if they ever had cause to invoke it. Pulling the obsidian hammer from his back, Ritan struck the bier and split it in half. The chain-bearers let go, and Vulcan plummeted into the mouth of the volcano. The fire took him, and it was done.